Hey, 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 welcome everybody. Are you ready to get your game show on? It is Transfer Terms Showdown. I am Scott Cooper, Transfer Man, your host, and this is the only game show where learning the lingo can get you closer to your dream college. Gotta know the terms to play, right? So today we're breaking down those most important terms that you're going to need to know as you start applying to colleges. These are in the applications themselves, so it's super important you know what the terms are so you do the right applications. And these words pop up everywhere. Higher education has its own lingo, and you need that college knowledge to get through. Applications, websites, conversations with counselors, admissions officers. I want you to know the game and know the terms of the game. So let's get started. We have a game show. I have four contestants here, and I'd like to introduce them to you. All right, our first contestant is coming in from history. This is Napoleon Transfer Paul. Welcome.
Bonjour. Hello, it is very nice to be here.
All right, well, thank you, Napoleon. Next up, we have Forrest Transfer.
Mama Sarah Transfer's like, oh, a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Thank you, Forrest. All right, we have Seamus McTransfer all the way in from Ireland. How's the farm there? Hey, you keeping, you know? I'm here to win. Okay. Good to have you here, Seamus. And Arnold Transferager.
Hello. I'm here to make California proud. I'm here to win. So let's keep going. Let's get the show on the road.
Okay. Well, I have a very interesting crew here today as we go through. Okay. Ding, ding. That is our first round. It is degrees and levels. This is super important because you need to understand you are at the community college level and you are moving up. So I've had students make this mistake on applications and do the entire wrong application. Let's figure the terms out. All right, contestants, the first term is an AA or AS degree. What does that stand for? Ding, ding, ding. Oh, that is Napoleon. Go for it.
The associate's degree of arts science is a two-year degree you typically earn at a community college.
Yes, you are correct. These are often the first step towards transferring to a four-year university. Good job. Can anyone define a bachelor's degree? Ding, ding, ding. That was actually Forrest.
Bachelor's degree is your four-year degree. I'm not a smart man, but I do know what a bachelor's degree is.
Thank you. You are correct. I got to keep track of this. All right, we've got Napoleon on the board and Forrest. Very, very nice. What is a master's degree? Ding, ding. Oh, thank you. Seamus,
a master's degree is like a graduate degree. You know, it usually takes like 2 years after your bachelor's. It's a master's of arts or science, you know. Sometimes it's called an MBA if you're into the business and stuff, you know. Oh, that's about it. Yeah.
You are correct. Congratulations, Seamus. Okay. All right. And we are going through undergraduate versus graduate. Can anyone define the difference? What's the difference between undergrad or grad? Because that's really big. That's on the applications. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, all right. Arnold, you are here. You're here.
I'm here to win. Okay. Undergraduate, they're working on their first bachelor's degree, and a graduate, like, graduated or something.
Almost. A graduate is anyone pursuing their master's. They're in a master's or doctoral program. Okay. That's almost a half point there, Arnold, but, you know, sorry, better luck next time. Okay. Semester versus quarter system. What's the difference? Ding, 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 ding.
I can do this one. You're
back, Arnold.
Yeah, okay. The semester is like those two semesters. Cal State's on semester. Typically, you know, 16 weeks. Yeah. Most community colleges are on semester system.
That is correct. Who's on the quarter?
Most of the UC schools are on quarter system. They're 10 weeks, they're shorter. And it's hard because sometimes the units are different.
Correct. Oh, that is excellent.
All right. Semester versus quarter, yes. The community colleges are typically semester units. Okay, round three, ding, ding, ding. Core requirements, by the way, there's only seven rounds, so we're halfway, almost. Round three, core requirements. What is the golden four? Ding, 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 ding. The golden four is English composition, the critical thinking, oral communication, speech, you know, mathematics. Yes. All right. And speaking of that general education, those are called the golden four because the Cal States need them. You have to be done with those by the end of your spring term if you're going into fall. Very, very important. And I know we've switched over to the CalGETSI, which is the new framework for the GEs. GE is general ed in California, and it works for both the Cal States and the UCs. Okay, so confer with your transfer counselor, your general counselor, regarding your general eds. But again, we'll talk about this in another episode. Your major is really what gets you in. You don't have to be done technically with GEs, general eds, in order to get into schools. You don't have to have a degree. I know, really? We'll talk about that later too. But if you're going to a Cal State, you got to have these golden four. Those are critical. Okay. All right. Round four, types of school applications. Now, let's match the school type to the application. For Cal States, what website or what do I want to search for? Ding, 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 ding.
You want to search for Cal State Apply.
Congratulations, Forrest. That is point number two. You are on a roll. For UCs, what should I type in, folks?
I think you should...
Seamus, you didn't ring the buzzer. Can you try Okay, now answer.
For the UCs, you should use UC Apply as well, you know.
That is correct. All right, anybody know what application is used for most private schools?
Ding, 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 ding.
The Common App.
Yeah, commonapp.org.
That is correct. Arnold, you are on the board as well. Seamus, oh, wow, it is kind of almost a tie here. All right, round number five, key concepts. This is known as AR or academic renewal. What is it?
Ding, ding, ding.
It is when you have the process of excluding the bad grades from your GPA calculation, like a D or an F, something that you did not repeat. It was a while ago. There's rules and there's regulations, but... academic renewal is a chance to have a better GPA for the application.
That is well said there, Napoleon Transfer Part. Yes, if you qualify for academic renewal, that is tomorrow's episode, but that should be on the radar right now. All right, we are familiar with FAFSA as the free application for federal student aid. Notice the word free in there. No one should ever charge you for doing the FAFSA. The CADA, C-A-D-A, is your California Dream Act. All right, that's an acronym for that. Ah, this is a term for someone who is the first in their family. Neither parent has earned a bachelor's or four-year degree.
Ding, 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 ding.
Seamus, go for it.
That's first generation, you know. First generation students.
That is correct. There's a ton of scholarships out there for first-generation students. All right, here we go. This is really important. Upper division versus lower division. What are you? Ding, 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 ding.
I'm a lower division transfer.
Wow. Thank you, Forrest. How do you know that?
It's like your freshman, sophomore year, usually at the community college level. When you transfer, you're junior, senior, and that's upper division.
That is correct. So upper division is something you're transferring into. You are a lower division undergrad transfer. Can you see we're starting to stack these terms together like Legos? It's amazing. All right, round number six. Can someone name a special program, support program that can help you in succeeding at the community college and in your transfer? Ding, 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 ding. EOPS, the CARE, CalWORKS, TRIO, Puente, MESA, all of those are great programs. These programs offer fee waivers and priority registration. You can get to the chopper faster. That is correct. You can get to the transfer chopper. That is correct. And a lot of personalized support. So talk to your campus support office. Look into your local school. Look at these programs. These are folks that are going to help you with your applications. And a lot of these programs continue on into the four-year school. So I know locally our TRIO program always likes to have a warm handoff when the student goes to a Cal State or UC. They look to see if that school has a TRIO program and they try to get them involved in that so that it's continuum, right? All right, two final game changer terms. Local service area. Anybody know that one? Ooh, no? Seamus, you want to give it a shot?
Okay, you know, your local service area is like your area, you know, your surrounding area, right? I think they give like priority admissions or something like that. I'm going to give you the point there, Seamus. So your local service area, for some Cal States, they give priority admission to students from a nearby community. Okay? For example, where I live in Cal State San Bernardino gives priority to Inland Empire students. San Diego State gives priority to local students within the San Diego Community College District, etc. The UCs do not use local service area. They are looking at your application as a whole. Which brings me to my next term, holistic admissions review. What does that mean? Ding, 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 ding. Napoleon. It means that they look at all of you. Right, they look at your whole, more than just your GPA, like look at your personal insight questions, your obstacles you've overcome, the leadership roles, et tout ça, oui. That is right. They look at your whole application. You'll find that the Cal State application is primarily just your grades and your major prep. When you look at the UCs, you're going to get a chance to put in your extracurricular activities, your work, all that other stuff. Plus, you get to put in your PIQs, personal insight questions, and those get a chance to give an additional window into who you are as a person and your character, and they're awesome. Not something to be afraid of, something to look forward to. Oh, here's a tricky one. Supplemental applications for this bonus round. What's a supplemental application? Ding, ding, ding. Oh, Arnold, these are extra applications for highly competitive majors. People that are really pumped up in their major, you know, like the nursing and architecture, film, music, art. They usually happen after your initial application, often January, but timelines can vary, you know. So check with your department website carefully. That's right. So if you miss your supplemental application, you might lose your spot, even if you were accepted to school. So there are certain majors, again, that have supplemental applications that you're going to do in addition to the main application. All right.
final review. Here are the terms that we went over. If you are driving or walking around listening, think to yourself, can you name what these are? An AAAS degree, what is it? Bachelor's, master's, undergraduate? Do you know the difference? What's a semester or a quarter? Can you name the Golden Four? And what is the general ed called for the state of California? What application would you use for private schools? Can you name a platform that you would use to get money for financial aid? Can you name a special program on your campus? What is a local service area? And does your local Cal State use that? Check it out. What is holistic review? Who uses holistic review? And finally, does your major have a supplemental application? Whew, that was a lot. I want to thank all of my contestants. It looks like it was a tie, a three-way tie. Forrest was, I'm sorry, Forrest. I'm sorry. You did fine. You did fine. But there was a tie there between all my other guests. I was trying to keep track of, I mean, this was so much fun. I was trying to keep track of points and it was really hard. Anyway, here's your to-do list, folks. Figure out what application platforms you're going to need. Cal State Apply, UC Apply, Common App. I want you to open up those applications, get those going. Confirm whether your major has a supplemental application or not and mark that deadline. I want you meeting with your transfer counselors and checking out if academic renewal, special programs, or local service area rules apply to you. Start your FAFSA like we did the other day or DREAM Act. Remember, understanding the language of transfer empowers you to make smarter decisions and keeps you from missing critical deadlines. Thanks for playing along today on Transfer Term Showdown. I am Transfer Man, your host, helping you level up and win the transfer game. We'll see you in the next episode.